Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Acts 16:8-15. Acts chapter 16, verse 8 to 15. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. From Troas, we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace, and the next day we went on to Neapolis. From there, we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia, and we stayed there several. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman from the city of Thyatira named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth. She was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us. My theme for reflection is when the wind changes your map. When the wind changes your map. Have you ever planned a journey so carefully that even your snacks were scheduled, only to find yourself taking a completely different route by lunchtime? Life in the Spirit often feels like that. Just when we think we know where we are going, God gently or sometimes dramatically reshapes the map. Acts 16:8-15 begins with a problem familiar to many believers: uncertainty about direction. Paul and his companions are traveling, discerning, listening, and yet doors keep closing until a night vision interrupts the ordinary rhythm of their plans. A man from Macedonia pleads, "Come over and help us." It is not merely geography that shifts, it is the movement of the gospel itself, crossing into new cultural space. Paul responds not with hesitation, but with communal discernment. "We concluded that God had called us." The Spirit does not isolate, the Spirit gathers. Arriving in Philippi, Paul does not begin with a grand public speech, but by seeking a place of prayer beside a river. Here, God resolves the deeper challenge of the narrative, the need for receptive hearts. Lydia, a merchant, already inclined toward worship, listens as the Lord opened her heart. The transformation is both personal and communal: baptism, hospitality, and a new household of faith. The mission of God moves not through spectacle, but through attentiveness, vision, prayer, conversation, and welcome. This moment echoes the Old Testament promise of God guiding those who listen. Isaiah 30:21 declares, "Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" Just as God once guided Israel through wilderness uncertainty, now the Spirit guides the early church into new territory. What seems like a detour becomes divine direction. Karl Barth once wrote, "The Christian life begins with listening." Paul listens to the vision. Lydia listens to the word. And through their listening, the gospel takes root in a new continent. The narrative reminds us that divine movement is rarely about control. It is about surrender. The Spirit's wind carries us not only to new places, but into deeper trust, shaping communities where faith becomes tangible through hospitality and shared life. I think the challenge from this text is not whether God is speaking, but whether we are attentive enough to notice. We often look for dramatic visions while overlooking the quieter invitations to pause in prayer, to sit with someone by the river banks of their life, to trust that God is already preparing hearts before we arrive. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where might the Spirit be redirecting my plans, even through closed doors or unexpected detours? Two, how can I become more attentive to the quiet places of prayer where God is already at work? And now our practical exercise for the day. Set aside 10 intentional minutes to listen before you speak, whether in prayer or in conversation with someone, and ask, Spirit of God, where are you leading me next? Then take one small step in response. Holy Spirit, wind of God who guides our steps, teach us to listen with open hearts and courageous faith. Lead us to the places and people you have prepared, and make our homes and lives spaces of welcome like Lydia's. When our plans change, anchor us in trust that your purposes are unfolding beyond what we can see. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.